Sinclair's, one of my favorites, AAA Northeast, and I was doing some reading, and I couldn't imagine that nearly one in five older drivers use medications that should be avoided. And let's welcome Robert Sinclair to our broadcast. Robert, great to have you back with us.
Thanks very much for having me again. I appreciate it.
Say, by the way, how do you folks find this? I mean, it seems that every time you come to our program, you have got some interesting information, but wouldn't those five older drivers know that they shouldn't be doing that and still driving?
Well, you would think so. What was, I thought, very alarming about the study that the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety performed regarding medication use by older drivers was the fact that 50% of the drivers that we talked to were using seven or more medications. And the number that you point out, that nearly 20% of the older drivers are using medications that have very limited therapeutic benefit, that might pose excess harm, or both. They are called PIMs, potentially inappropriate medications. And apparently what's happening is that drivers, older drivers, and we're talking about people who are over 65 and still driving, in fact, 85% of them said they're driving 4 days a week or more, but these drivers might have more than one physician who might be prescribing more than one medication, and it is not only the dangerous interaction of multiple medications that might cause a problem, it could be the side effects caused by just one medication that could cause the problem for drivers. And we're talking about specifically things like benzodiazepines and first-generation antihistamines that can cause impairing effects such as blurred vision, confusion, fatigue, lack of coordination, and can increase a driver's risk for a crash by up to 300%. So
wow.
Really eye-opening numbers.
Yeah, Robert, and it seems that most of the problem here stems from medications that in some way have a sedative effect or a depressive effect on the central nervous system and on general awareness.
That's right. And many of the medications that are being prescribed to older drivers will have this effect. Some things that are very common for older drivers to be taking are cardiovascular prescriptions, or like you mentioned, central nervous system agents, treating parts of the central nervous system such as the brain, pain medications that could be narcotic or non-narcotic, stimulants and anti-anxiety drugs, and 70% of the drivers we talk to report taking those types of medications.
Do they tell you why they take them? Don't they know that they're not supposed to be taking those things and driving?
Well, maybe not necessarily. They feel the doctor is giving them these things, and the physician must know what they're doing, and they just kind of go with the flow. But we're recommending that they, next time they visit their doctor, or maybe they should make a special visit, that they write down all the medications that they are using. As part of this survey process, we had the older drivers bring the medications with them that they were using so that the researchers could know very precisely what types of meds are being used. It is important that doctors understand the individual reactions, but also the dangerous interactions of multiple medications. The pharmacists are supposed to know these kind of things. And we've got a tool for the average person to use called Roadwise RX. It's a website-based tool. And you can put in the name of the medication, and it'll show you the singular adverse effects and whether or not they will cause some negative reactions to a driver when they're behind the wheel. But also, maybe more importantly, it'll show any kind of dangerous interactions of multiple medications.
Yeah, I'm looking at I'm looking at it right now, and I actually put in the four medications I take on a daily basis, and I'm seeing here, and this is good. This is all stuff I was aware of because I've been taking this stuff for years, but it's a very good tool there. It's Roadwise RX, RoadwiseRx. You just type in the medication you're on, you hit enter. When your list is complete, you hit click on it again, and it's showing me all of the possible interactions here. It's a great site.
Are you seeing any dangerous interactions that are possible from the medication?
Let's see. Not medication interactions, no. That's a zero. But okay. I am seeing some driver warnings here, and it is stuff that I'm all aware of. So, you know, I've been taking this stuff for 8 to 10 years, so I'm pretty used to it now. But, right. This is a great site. This is an excellent site. Yep.
Well, glad you like it. And, you know, it's not only prescription medications, it's over-the-counter medications, the first-aid ration antihistamines and things like that, but it also has to do with vitamins.
Yes.
Supplements.
And you also have certain warnings for food interactions here.
With, absolutely.
With certain medications.
You know, again, Robert, there's something happening out in the industry, in the medical care industry, I call it, that it doesn't seem that people wait long enough before they start taking something. They just, and they take, when they take one, they take two, then they take a third, and they'll go on, and before you know it, they're hooked on this stuff. Isn't there some kind of a way that we can really help these folks out?
Well, you know, it seems that our society has become one that is very, let's say, willing to pop a pill to solve some sort of problem. I heard a very interesting story on the news this morning that the overall average length of a person born today is actually 4 months shorter than just a year ago because of all, not well, the increase in suicide, certainly, but because of all the deaths from opioid abuse. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, certainly those pills might be part of the regimen that somebody is taking, mm-hmm. But it doesn't necessarily have to be something as strong or as powerful as that. You know, it's just this pill-popping culture that we seem to be a part of now.
Absolutely, yep.
You know, this causing part of what's causing the problem.
So the bottom line is, as far as elderly drivers are concerned, when you are getting a medication prescribed to you, let's remember to ask your doctor, how does this affect my driving? Should I be driving? When should I take this if I know I'm going to be driving? Just basic questions like that.
Absolutely, and for all the medications that a person might be taking, and remember, again, 50%. Mm-hmm. Of older drivers are taking 7 or more.
Wow.
You're saying 7 or more?
7 or more medications.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you.
Yep. Yep.
You must be, I don't see how you can possibly get behind the wheel of a car then. without killing yourself.
Sure, and there's probably a lot of resistance to maybe opening up about these kind of things because for older drivers, if it gets to a point where you have to take the keys away from them. Maybe an older adult child of an older driver realizes that there are some problems. They want to prevent that senior from driving. That can be devastating. Mm-hmm. That can be emotionally devastating. You're taking away their independence, their ability to get to where they want to go, when they want to get there, their whole reason for living sometimes is lost when the keys are taken away. And when these issues are encountered, you know, we suggest going to our website, seniordriving.aaa.com, and seeing the issues that are involved and some sort of alternative that might have to be come up with to be able to keep that senior driver or former driver independent and away from the emotional distress that would come with them not being able to drive anymore.
All right.
Okay, my friend. You know something? Every time that you are with us, there's always something interesting, and I'm just hopeful, and I can speak for my partner too, that we are both hopeful that something like this will help them if they are caught up in what we just discussed.
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. You know, these things are important issues, and folks need to be aware of them, and you're helping very, very much in spreading the word. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 20 minutes after the hour of...